In just over a week's time, the government will announce Budget 2021. It will be a budget like no other, framed against the economic shock caused by COVID-19 and against the backdrop of massive financial uncertainty over Brexit. Well, we can talk now to the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, who joins us from our Cork studio. Minister, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Yourself and Minister Donoghue are framing this budget at a time of huge uncertainty, as I've said. We know the virus is growing. What is the capacity of the economy to deal with the dual shocks of a possible no-deal Brexit and a virus that is out of control?
Well, those two enormous challenges represent the backdrop to this budget, as you have rightly said. And I think we have demonstrated through this year so far that the capacity is there to respond to those challenges. The economic impact of COVID-19 so far this year has been profound. An unemployment rate of 16%, unexpected expenditure of the order of 16 billion euro, and a reduction in taxation revenues as well. Albeit, thankfully, not as considerable as in the worst case scenario. So we have invested huge sums of money through the July stimulus and the other supports that had already been in place and the continuation of those. And I think next year's budget that we are now close to finalising over the next week will have to focus on those core priorities. It isn't the time to withdraw vital supports for the economy. We are determined to pursue counter-cyclical policies. This is a time for the government to step up and to support the economy, support businesses and support jobs. And that is going to be the overarching focus, as well as ensuring that vital services, including first and foremost health, is properly funded to deal with what could be a very challenging number of months ahead.
Okay, you're talking about supporting jobs there, and one of the worst affected sectors, as we know, has been the hospitality sector. One of the things they've been looking for consistently is a reduction in the VAT rate. We read today that the Tourism Recovery Task Force is expected to recommend a cut in the VAT rate to 9%. Is that something that you are prepared to consider?
Look, the full range of options across the taxation code are being considered very carefully by...
OK, I'm not asking to give us the budget, but have you ruled that out? Have you ruled out a VAT cut?
At this point in time, nothing has been ruled out. I mean, the budget will be confirmed on Tuesday week on the 13th, and all of those asks are being considered. You know, we have to assess what the economic impact of that would be, what would be the tax foregone, would it be an effective stimulus, and would it help to make businesses that little bit more viable? So all of these issues have to be weighed up. There are many demands in the context of this budget. We can't do everything, but we are determined to ensure that we make the right decisions to support the economy. And we are really conscious that certain sectors, aviation being one, and then the wider tourism and hospitality sector, has been devastated over the last 6 months. And I think we, as a government, we have shown to date a willingness to take bold steps. I mean, the rates waiver, the business restart grants, the wage subsidy scheme, a whole suite of measures in the taxation code have been of considerable benefit, but we also acknowledge that that may not go far enough, and we're looking at a difficult year next year, and so we have to balance all of the considerations and demands that are placed upon us and make the right decisions in the next number of days.
Okay, given that the virus is growing again, what do you say to people who suggest that the pandemic unemployment payment, which was cut from 350 euros down to between 200 and 300 euros, that should be restored back up again to the 350 euros per week for certain sectors that are most badly affected?
So we have an obligation to ensure that we are as fair as possible to everybody. Even before the PUP payment was introduced, you know, we had over 200,000 people on the live register, and they are on a core adult weekly rate of 203 euro per week. And in addition, there are many other categories of recipients that depend on the social welfare code for their income. And I'm thinking of carers, people with a disability, widows, single parents, and many more. And so we have to take account of all of the needs that are there, including those who unfortunately lost their job in the last number of months as a result of COVID. And, you know, I think government has sought to reflect the reality that people in that circumstance are facing. But we do need to be fair to everybody. So, you know, we have to take all of those factors into account in the period of days that are now remaining before the budget.
Normally at this time of year, you would have to manage expectations around calls for budget giveaways and that type of thing. What are you saying to people this year about things like income tax cuts or social welfare increases? Is there any scope for any of those measures in this budget, or do you have to focus on the areas that you've been talking about?
It is going to be a challenging budget because of the backdrop. I mean, we are going to incur a very large budget deficit this year of, you know, perhaps at the lower end of the range we signalled earlier in the year of between 25 to 30 billion euro. And next year's deficit is going to be not as large, but it will be very large too. And ultimately, all of those deficits accumulate. They are added to the national debt, and we have to have a firm eye on Ireland's overall fiscal sustainability and the level of indebtedness that our country has. Having said that, we also recognise that this is not the time to pursue austerity or anything like it. So that's why we will be continuing with many of the vital supports for our economy. And also we have to take account of the prospect, though we hope it doesn't come to pass, of a no-trade deal Brexit in the next number of weeks. And I think the next 4 weeks will be crucial in that regard.
What about the scope for income tax cuts? Is there anything like that in this budget?
So I think Minister Donoghue has signalled fairly clearly at this stage that changes in the main income tax code are not part of his thinking at this point in time. And the focus will be on Brexit, it will be on supporting the economy through COVID-19 and also on maintaining the public services that we all rely on. We will be increasing our capital investment programme next year because we think it is the right time to invest in infrastructure. The fact that we can borrow at historic low interest rates, and I think there is increasingly good value in the market now for the government to deliver on projects, and also those will have a jobs impact as well as enhancing the overall productive capacity of the economy. So we are confident that the Irish economy will recover. I think we have seen, despite the impact on our overall numbers, we've seen great resilience across different sectors, and we need to now make the right decisions that protect jobs insofar as we can, and also assist those who have unfortunately lost their job to find a pathway back to employment. And that's why we've invested so much in extra training places.
Okay, but you must be concerned about the rising case numbers. 613 new cases yesterday. I mean, are we looking at the possibility of additional restrictions for the country in the coming days or next week?
I sincerely hope not, but I think we have to be straight with people. The numbers are deeply concerning, and the current trend that we're witnessing is not sustainable. I know that people are weary. We're all weary. Everyone has paid a price in terms of their own personal liberty. Many have paid a very significant economic price because of the restrictions that we have had to impose and the overall economic impact of COVID-19. But we need to get on top of this, and you know, we need to do more, and we do all have to ask ourselves what more can we do to adhere to the public health advice, which we all know at this stage. And it's very difficult and tough on people. But, you know, as a government, we have to stand ready that if we receive further recommendations from NPHET, then we will be examining those swiftly.
OK. Can I ask you about the Leaving Cert situation? Who's going to pay for the errors? Will the tab have to be picked up by the taxpayer to fund additional places for students who will get upgraded grades or will have gotten those last night? Or will the company which designed the software which led to some of these problems have to make a contribution?
So in the first instance, our priority has to be to do all that we possibly can to look after the students who have been impacted by those errors. And a huge amount of work is ongoing across the third level system and the further education system to ensure that those extra places can be provided. We don't quite know yet how many students will require a new place as such to be made available to them because of the points impact of a change in their grade. That will become clear very quickly. We have already provided an extra €168 million for the higher education sector, and they have really stretched themselves in terms of providing those extra places, and I know we'll continue to do so, and I'll be in discussions with Minister Harris to see what we need to do to ensure that the resources are made available. And to your other question,
yes,
I mean, there are questions that need to be answered in relation to how these errors occurred in the first place, and I think it would be appropriate for the contract that was entered into by the Department of Education with the third party company to be very carefully examined now, and to see what recourse may be open to the taxpayer in relation to the consequences of what has happened.
All right, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform Michael McGrath, thank you very much indeed for joining us from our Cork studio.